The whole world is longing for a power that gives long-lasting solutions. There are many concepts. They are all contradictory. Therefore, the world cannot unite. I'm hearing a lot from all disciplines of sciences that there is the feeling there is a power that really gives us something new and long-lasting. So many problems remain unsolved because there is a lot of faith in the human being, but no real understanding and experience of the One. Who has originally created unity amongst humanity. Specifically, the aspect of who am I? Up to now could not be really covered by any philosophy. Consciousness of the human being super consciousness of the One who constantly has this and their effect on mind and matter is in initial states. But they can already show how mind and matter can be healed and brought into a longer lasting life. We have a few examples sitting here. Who have experienced their lives to be changed through extremely positive, sudden interference of a power from beyond.
I was asked to give my personal experience in regards to my relationship with the Supreme Soul, with God, and the healing power that God can offer to us. It was 26 years ago that I was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And I did try different natural modalities. And of course, I must say they were all of help. And I was trained on these different modalities with others. And I met a lot of friends. And we all followed the same modalities, physical modalities. But there was a special ingredient that I was very fortunate to come across outside of these physical modalities. And that's a spiritual modality. At the time I had read a small book, and it talked about the power of our thoughts and the power of our mind and the power of our intention in really being able to heal matter, to heal the body. And I had taken this little book very seriously, because at the time I had some very small hidden resentments. And I really didn't want to leave the body. And so I thought, I have to get rid of these very small resentments. And I have to purify the mind, purify my thoughts, to the point where I was training myself of having just good wishes, pure thoughts. And so I would connect with God. And at that time I saw God as a light, just a big light. And I would invoke this light to come within my body, cleansing my body, but not just the body, but my mind, my thoughts, my words, and my actions. It was the feeling that I just gave my life over to the Supreme Soul and asked to be His instrument and opened myself up for that purest energy to enter my mind, to enter myself, the soul, and the body, and to create a new paradigm for myself, a healing. And so this was not only a physical healing, but it was a spiritual awakening. Because before the body goes through a healing, the soul has to go through a spiritual healing. Spiritual healing, emotional healing, intellectual healing. And when we can move to that place, then matter itself, which surrounds the soul, will also be healed. And so this is what I felt happened to me, connecting with this highest energy, the purest energy, and bringing that energy into myself that was able to recreate a pure energy within me, the soul, and that pure energy permeating out through the body was able to also purify the body. So how can I really say that it was this purest and highest godly, divine energy that really was so crucial in my healing? Because as I had said earlier, I had tried these different modalities, cleansing the body, diet change, juicing, all of these things. I had many friends that were on the journey with me. So we were trained in an institute called Hippocrates by Ann Wigmore. She's no longer alive. And we all did the same physical modalities. And many of those friends that I had didn't make it. And the only difference that I did was that I just dove deep into this spiritual realm. Something within me, the soul, was just calling. I really feel it was God's touching. You know, when your heart is in such a place of openness, when your heart is in such a place of pure intention, then you open yourself up to connect with God. It's not just connecting with God, but we have to really make ourselves ready. We have to make ourselves that instrument that is in that space of perfection, that space of excellence, the space of purity, so that God can enter. Because He's not going to enter a dirty place. He's not going to enter a place where there's waste thoughts or negative thoughts. And so at the time, my mind was really determined and fixed. It was easy, because I was faced with a terminal disease, and I had one mission. And that mission was to survive, and to survive through God's love and through God's connection. So every day, I connected with the Supreme Soul, my Supreme Father, my Supreme Friend, allowing Him to bring in that divine energy and purify matter, purify this body that I'm surrounded with. And so this was my personal experience, very briefly, in how God was so crucial in helping me to not only survive cancer, but to live a different level of life. A level of life that is filled with peace, filled with happiness, and filled with His company.